We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 23. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com.
Howdy.
I remember my name this week.
Yes, you did. I love when there's a pause because everybody's like, somebody's going to forget to say something. News, what's new? You wrote stuff down, didn't you? Because I don't remember what I said.
All right, so the first thing on our list was Pushing Daisies. The last three episodes, ABC has finally announced when they're going to air them. They're starting on May 30th, is that correct?
That's what I'm hearing.
Saturday?
It is a Saturday.
And then I guess we'll be playing the next 2 weeks, they'll play the next two, whatever. You know what I mean.
Right. I know what you
mean. It's three episodes. It'll take 3 weekends to play them.
In other news, it's official, bitches. I wanted to say that. Friday Night Lights is coming back. Some people are looking at a 26-episode full season. Other people are saying it's two seasons. I mean, it will be aired as two seasons, 26 episodes. And I'm sure that it's going to be the last 26 episodes, but we get 26 more episodes with Coach Eric Taylor.
Good for you.
I love him.
A little sigh and a sniffle.
Yep, gotta love him. Anyway, what else do we have in the news?
Law and Order SVU officially renewed for another season. One season?
One season. But I don't know if anybody has signed on to their contracts. I just know that the show might be coming back. So I don't know what cast is coming back, but
that's the one version of the show that's had pretty steady cast.
Yeah.
It hasn't really changed up, and it's been on for quite some time.
I think it would be season 10 or 11.
Interesting. Right, and then the other news we have is about Boston NBC. Are they affiliates in Boston? Because whatever. Yeah. The Boston NBC affiliate is saying they will not be airing the Jay Leno 10 p.m. thing. They're just going to do news from 10 to 12. Is that right?
Yep.
Or are they just moving their news back to 10?
Nope, they're going to have a two-hour news block.
Interesting. However, I must say that NBC is saying that they will be airing it whether they want to air it or not. So it sounds like it's going to be a war to me.
That's going to be awesome.
We'll see how it plays out.
Or they're not going to be an NBC affiliate anymore.
But how can they do that? You're saying that NBC would not take a Boston channel? I can't believe that. They're a huge market.
It's kind of like a franchise restaurant. You know, you can do some things you want to do, but there's some things you have to do.
I know, but that's why I understood that this was something they could actually control because of the type of affiliate they are. Like, they could actually make that decision themselves. But I don't know how NBC is talking about how they're going to force them to do it no matter what. So
I'm not in Boston, so ultimately I don't care that much there. But and even if they did win, it doesn't do anything for the rest of us other than maybe our local affiliates might start changing to news. And either way, I'm not getting any scripted programming at 10 o'clock on ABC.
True. I just read up on the Law & Order series pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's without the leads. So Chris Maloney and Mariska Hargitay are not signed on yet. And the last time they had deals, like they had trouble, it took like forever for them to actually get deals. And Chris Maloney was pissed about it. So it sounds like there's a chance that season 11 will go on without them. I'm just saying, if it goes on without them, they better freaking consummate whatever they got going on.
Sign them for one episode, let them get it on, and then...
Absolutely.
I know, like, it's a little late to make that decision. Most of those shows, if they haven't wrapped yet, they're wrapping like this week or next week.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. I guess that's all the news we have.
All right.
Okay, on to our topic, given to us by...
Gossia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Gazia.
Yeah, really? You forgot it a second after.
She called in to let us know on Snapvine, so we appreciate her calling in to let us know. Do you want me to read all of her email?
How short is it?
That's what she said.
I'm going to eat a little jelly bean in the meantime.
Okay.
Wow. <That's>...
okay, I'm going to just start like halfway through. She said that she didn't have time to watch TV, so she's kind of a newer television viewer because she didn't used to watch a lot of TV. Now she does. Anyways, from my limited knowledge of how ratings work, it just seems to be that shows are given less of a chance than they used to be given. And if a show is able to get 2 full seasons, it's lucky. Anyways, as viewers, what can we do to get shows we love to stick around? Since I don't have a Nielsen box and I don't know anyone who does watching the shows on websites such as Hulu count?
Ray, are you still with us?
Did you disappear or were you pausing for...
Dramatic effect. Was that dramatic effect?
Oh, okay. Just on Hulu count, I was getting confused because her next sentence says, anyway, sorry for being verbose. Does watching on websites count? Blah, blah, blah. I know you touch on this topic a bit when discussing shows and cancellations, but it's a subject I've gotten more interested in, so I'd appreciate it if you could talk about it. So we're going to talk about it. Ratings.
I don't know how they work, but they piss me off.
Well, whoever has Nielsen box, that's how they work.
I went to my grandmom's and she had a tag on her door to become a Nielsen household. And you know what she watches? Dancing with the Stars. That's it.
Could you have her tape other shows?
I know, but can you please like record something? Just watch it for me. I was like, I'm going to give you a list of things you're going to watch.
That's funny. I don't really know anybody. I've come in contact with a few people who've had Nielsen boxes, but I don't really. I've certainly never had one. I would throw things all off if I had one, I guess. I don't really know what you can do. I mean, it does help to watch things on DVR. They do count. I think they count DVR watchings even if you don't have a Nielsen's box, right? I think they're getting those from the DVR software, not from the Nielsen's.
Nielsen does count when things get watched and throws DVR numbers into the... But for the most part, it's the live numbers that are what really make up the ratings for the show, because while there are people that watch some of the commercials while they're on, when they're watching something on DVR, most people are fast forwarding through them. And then shows on like Hulu, and while those are becoming somewhat important, there's still not a lot of people watching them, and they're not making anywhere near the revenue advertising wise because they're only having just a few bits of advertisement on an episode. Because if they started putting 15 minutes of advertising on a Hulu show, nobody would be watching it on Hulu. So for the most part, it's that base rating number, and it's that 18 to 49-year-old number is really the one that networks and advertisers look at still to this day. And there's tons of other things, iTunes, Amazon, Hulu, Fancast, all the different individual network sites where you can go watch shows online. But that's right now it makes up such a small numbers that it barely even, you know, changes the dial if you add in how many people view the things in all those places compared to people that the numbers that people watch it, you know, live.
This is true. I can't deny that. However, if they're trying to make sure that they're counted and they have no other way, I think those are the ways that you can do it. I mean, maybe they'll get more and more weight as we go along, but...
As more people start to watch stuff that way, and if they can figure out a way to get more advertising revenue out of it, it's still an 18 to 49-year-old world for TV networks, because those are the ones that the advertisers are trying to get to.
That's ageist.
Yeah, well, I read something... actually, ratings-wise, a great site, and the site I like to go to is tvbythenumbers.com, and they post post the ratings every day, and there's lots of people that love to go out there and chat about the ratings, and they have a whole bunch of information about how ratings work and stuff like that. But for the most part, they actually answer that question where you mentioned ageist.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to focus on 18 to 34 and 18 to 49-year-olds. The reason that they focus on those is because, statistically speaking, people in those age brackets are watching less TV than people that are, like, older than that. While people that are older than that...
are watching 2.5 Men.
Have plenty of money and buy stuff. It's easier to get your message out through lots of different things you know, TV and everything to somebody in a 50, 60-year-old bracket or older, it's harder to get your message to somebody in the 18 to 49 or 18 to 34-year-old bracket. So when you have a show that gets a high number of those viewers, then you can charge more. You can charge more, yeah, for your ads, because you're like, hey, here's the demographic. And since it's harder to get to those people, and so you're actually paying for how difficult it is to advertise to a certain demographic. It's not really about being ageist or whatever. It's that to get to that market, it's hard to get to them. It's a lot, mm-hmm, easier to get to other ones. And then, you know, below 18, they don't have a whole lot of cash, so.
Well, ratings, the way that the ratings are done, they screw with my life, because none of the shows I ever fall in love with get really good ratings. And it's not because they're not good shows, and I don't even know why. It's just because they're rated, or they're, I don't even know. I just hate it. I can't form really a valid argument about this. I just hate it. And I think that the ratings are stupid, and I sound like a six-year-old, but I don't care.
Yeah, I wish there was a way to, I mean, the best thing you can do is, if you do like something, is tell everybody you know about it. And if everybody was doing that, you know, somebody would actually maybe get somebody with a Nielsen box that's representing a certain demographic or whatever to watch the show.
Okay, there's a question. Like, when you're asked to be a Nielsen family or whatever, it's basically market research, right? So there's a question that says, do you, or does anybody work in the following fields? If it's for Nielsen, they're going to ask you if you work in the entertainment industry. So nobody in the entertainment industry is allowed to have a Nielsen box. Whenever you talk to someone from the entertainment family, they're the ones saying that they watched Arrested Development. They liked Friday Night Lights. They liked all these shows that are underrated. They don't count. That's what pisses me off.
True. True that.
Just get pissed. Hate it.
But isn't there a point that you can't, that maybe some of those people are watching some of those things because of who's in them, not necessarily because they like and are paying? Well, I mean, if at least they're still seeing the commercials. I guess that's what I don't get about it. Like, even if you're going to say that you watch something or going to fix it so that, you know what I mean, something you like, which is, yeah, what we all do, regardless of who's doing it, we're all picking the one we like. But we're all still having to watch those commercials, so it's not like it's misrepresenting the fact that you're watching that and watching those commercials.
Right.
I don't know. The whole thing. Confusing to me. I mean, not that it's confusing. I actually think that Nielsen's probably does the best that it can, or the best that it could before. I think now that the whole DVR thing, I think they could get a better reading of who's watching what if they used DVR information versus using Nielsen boxes.
They do that these days. They have a where they do post numbers that are same day and plus 3 and plus 7.
Advertising is based on like live. It's not, yeah, based on the.
But that's the problem is the, even when lots of people are watching the show, it all comes down to, well, as it, with a lot of things, it all comes down to money. And you can't, well, 10 million people or, you know, 8 million people might be watching a show and another 3 million people might be watching it over the next week on their DVR. Very few of them are seeing much of the ads.
I wasn't talking about DVRing something. I was talking about that, especially with the fact that we're having to switch to digital cable. And a lot of times that means you have to have a box, or they could record, they could force you to have a box, which means that you would therefore have a representation of everybody who has a TV has to have a digital cable box, which is run on software, which can track what's being watched. It doesn't have to track who's watching it. Like, as a part, right, of the problem is that they want that information. But do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that it can track DVR as in what I'm taping.
Yeah,
on my,
I get
DVR.
You.
I just meant that we now have some, our cable is going through something that has the capability of tracking the, what we're watching. So like we, in the past, you needed the Nielsen box because you didn't have that. And so you needed people who were willing to track what they were watching. But now, as we get more and more into a computer age where we're forced to use these things that have software that can track what we're doing, then...
Those robotic things on the top of my TV. What are you, 80? Yes.
I know. Shut up.
There's still a percentage of people that don't have cable or DirecTV or what have you, and so it would leave,
okay, then why are we
out,
counting those people?
Yeah, exactly. They don't count.
They're still watching the shows.
How are they watching the shows if they don't have cable or TV? I don't understand.
I didn't say TV. I said DirecTV. I said, like, they don't have cable or DirecTV.
If they don't have TV,
There are people that I know that have TV that are still using an antenna to get, you know, and they're basically watching.
Okay, but when we switch to digital, they will not be able to do that.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
You just have to get a digital antenna to get the over the air.
But I thought they had a box. Like, it has to be something. Like, I don't think it's a digital antenna.
You have to have an antenna that can receive the digital signal.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an old TV that is not digital, you have to have the converter box and hooked up to it. But then you have to have an antenna that'll accept the digital signal, and then the converter box converts it to analog so that your TV can play it. If you have a digital TV that's digital capable, you can just hook a digital antenna that can receive the digital signal up to it and get the local broadcast signals from your area. So there's those people, and why that might be a shrinking number over as things go forward. The other thing is there's not, while you may have a cable box and I may have a cable box and lots of people may have a cable box, they don't have demographic numbers on those. And yes, you could they could make it opt in where you could say, but then you're not getting everybody still. And there's a lot of privacy things where people don't want what they're watching tracked, even if it's supposedly not tracked.
All I was trying to say was that I think that that in the past, Nielsen's was the best way to do it. I think that they could figure out a better way to do it with the software that we all have in our living rooms at the moment, is all I'm saying.
If everybody agreed.
Figure out how people opt out, but you have to do the same thing with Nielsen's.
No, but if everybody agreed to give their demographic information to the cable company of how many people were in your house and who was watching what when and stuff like that. Because if you're in your house by yourself, then it's fine. If there's more than one person in your house, the cable box doesn't know that you're watching TV or a family member's watching TV or something like that. And so there's no – while they can track the number of shows, they could actually track with a cable box that at any given time this number of shows was being watched. They don't have the data that says it's being watched by this many 18 to 49-year-olds.
My theory is that they should put a video camera in all of our digital TV boxes, and they can just zoom in on you, and you can do like an eye scan, and then they can randomly, and then they'll know who's watching. And I think that will work fine. But I'm in market research, so I can't be a Nielsen person, douches.
And so the main problem with what you're talking about is still getting the demographic numbers. Is you still don't know who's watching what when. You just know that it was being watched, and while that is somewhat useful, it's not as useful to advertisers as knowing or statistically representing that, you know, this many 18 to 49-year-olds or this many 18 to 34-year-olds or this many female viewers, this many male viewers, because that's what they want to be able to sell ads based on is those demographic numbers.
Long story short, I think that ratings suck, and I have to say that if ratings, you know, were higher for shows that I like, I wouldn't think ratings suck. But I think that there has to be a better way. I don't know that the way they're doing it is what needs to be done. And that it sounds like they're working on it. And like with NBC producing some kind of data on their online stuff, they're getting there. But it's never, I just don't think we're ever going to all be happy about it. That's my two cents. And I'm ready for prime time. So whenever you guys are done.
Yeah, I pretty much agree.
Yeah, I pretty much agree.
Yeah, for the most part, it is a lot of shows that, like, I was just looking at the ratings for Friday night, and at least there's a deal that, you know that Friday Night Lights is going to come back, but it's not getting great, you know, great ratings, and Dollhouse isn't getting all that, and then Terminator has completely fallen off. Like, it was only like 3.5 million people watching it, and you're like, wow.
That's because it's on a Friday night.
That's true, except that 8.5 million people watch Flashpoint, and 7 million people watched a repeat of Ghost Whisperer at the same, you know, at the same time as Terminator. So, and 4 million people watched a repeat of Super Nanny Friday night. So, you know, it's not always. Yeah. Sometimes the things boggle the mind that you're like, why is somebody not watching this good scripted show and they're watching a repeat scripted show or a repeat reality show?
Because people don't like to think.
Apparently so. That's our ratings rant.
Believe me, if I had a better way, I would be making millions of dollars right now.
And all my favorite shows would still be on the air.
Exactly. Though I can't really complain. My favorite show is going to be on the air for at least the next 2 years, so whatever.
Yeah.
Little victory.
But then it's like two of my other shows that are in like my top 10 are like still
in limbo.
But we don't want to talk about that.
Yes. So, Gazia, there's the long and short of it.
That's right.
Or the long of it, as it were.
Anybody that's looking for to keep up ratings-wise, check out TVByTheNumbers.com.
And as painful as some of their posts are, they're pretty spot on.
Yeah, unfortunately, in some cases.
Exactly. All right, who's ready for primetime? Do-do-do, do-do-do. That was the SportsCenter song. what have we been talking about in primetime?
The Amazing Race. And the amazing okay. Ray and Amory jinx.
The SportsCenter music actually kind of works there to go into The Amazing Race.
Yeah, Ray and I are terrible. Because just last week we talked about how we tend to have the opposite effect on people, where we root for them and then they do badly. Case in point.
Who do you want to lose next week? Because you should root for them.
I'm exactly. picking the Stunt Brothers. Yes, yeah, sadly, they are no longer a part of the show. After we said that we wanted them to win.
We were picking them just because we wanted them to win, not
because we thought
because
they'd
we
win.
Thought they would win. It was a mistake.
So Mike and Mel, if you're out there and listening, I'm sorry.
I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they
Even
are.
Even though you taped it long ago, it's all our fault.
And so this week, all my money is going towards the Stunt Brothers because I want them gone. So fingers crossed that they win.
All right, excuse me, this week, because it's not coming on this next week, it's coming on the week after.
Next week.
However, Amory and I...
Oh, that's right.
We have to make a bet, or can we do that during that week, because then we'll be watching it together that Sunday.
Oh, that's true. We could watch it together that Sunday. Oh, is All it right, on, so on we'll... Easter? Wait a minute, back up. It's on Easter?
No, it's not on this upcoming... No,
this
you're right.
This week is Palm Sunday. Next week you're is right. Easter.
Yes, it's on Easter. Sorry, we won't be together on Easter.
They're not going to have, like, the Ten Commandments on or something? Or, like, some Easter Bunny show? No? Whatever. I'll be watching. And I want the brothers to win. And I said that with my fingers crossed.
Well, then it's not going to come true now.
Crap. I just hate them. I just hate them. It's terrible, but I do.
I think I'm at that stage for Jamie and Kara.
Really?
I'm not a fan of those two.
Well, there's the brothers who try to cheat their way to the end.
Well, I don't like them either, but...
It's amazing that there was a 60-minute penalty, and they still beat three people.
That's true.
60-minute penalty. Oh, amazing.
That's because they were able to drive... I mean, even though they were led, and that's true that they wouldn't have been as far ahead if they hadn't had a taxi cab directing them, because that's what they're bad at, the directions.
Yeah.
But they still would have been able to do it quickly because they're physically, you know what I mean? They're more physically fit than the others in that regard, like pulling the rickshaw. So
yeah. Who's even left at this point? Jamie and Kara.
Tammy and Victor.
Victor, Tammy, the brothers, and the sisters, right?
Oh, yeah. Keisha and Jen. Yep.
I don't like any of the teams left.
Yeah, I don't particularly care for them. I think that Tammy and Victor are good racers.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a emotional, I have a softer feeling towards them because I read the interviews with Mel and Mike and they said that they liked Tammy and Victor. Like that they got to know them and they liked them once they got to know them. So
on Mike and Mel's recommendation, I'm going to give Victor another chance.
There you go. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Since it's not even on this week. Yes, we're skipping over Monday and Tuesday, people. Moving right to Wednesday.
There was plenty of TV on, but nothing that we were like, oh, we have to talk about that. So leave us a comment. Tell us what we should have talked about. Call us on Snapvine and give us your opinion on the million shows that were on Monday that we can't make a decision about. Like if you think Jack Bauer's going to die, which he can't possibly, but he's really sick. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, then. A little 24 comment. All right. Better Off Ted.
What? Better Off Ted. You guys all know how much I love this show, so I'm interested to hear what you're thinking.
Jason's admitted that he loves it, too.
I really like the show, too.
I'm obsessed with it.
I think this third episode with the bringing his daughter to work provided some of the best humor of any of the episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I would feel the same way about this show if this episode had been the first episode they'd ever showed me.
This is the second episode I watched, so I didn't see this week's episode before it aired.
The second episode was not very good. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I love the third episode, and I just think that Portia de Rossi, oh my god, she's so funny.
I just love when the guy is down there and he said something, he's like, well, I've been your daughter just fired me.
Yeah.
She's surprisingly good at it, too.
With the bun, is it always supposed to hurt? She's like, you'll get used to it. So funny.
I liked at the end when she goes back into the daycare and all the kids are lined up. She's looking at him. She's like, oh, you got one with curls? It's like, no, we don't right now, but we get new ones in every week.
So good.
Very funny.
It's a shame that it's just depleting viewership week after week after week after week.
Did it lose in the ratings? I mean, did it lose more this week, too?
I'm sure it did. The fact that nobody's tuning into Scrubs because everybody forgets that Scrubs is on does not help the show. And the only reason anybody might be catching it is because the last minute kind of spills over into Lost. So, yeah. I've kind of accepted its fate at this point. But I'm still in love with it.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, I really liked this week's episode. And I tried to get people to watch. Even people who were not sure about it, I admitted that I wasn't sure about it, but I really liked this week. So hopefully some people watch.
I tried to start accepting its fate when I saw the first episode like
me too.
4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago.
I mean, every review I've written about it is like, well, we'll probably only get to see 3 or 4 episodes. They're awesome. Like, what a sad
you guys.
One. What
I remember
hell?
Something on Monday nights.
We got time. We can go back to it. What's up?
Greek.
Oh, Greek. I forgot about Greek.
I know. Although maybe we should wait till... Oh, see, but I won't be here next week. But now I've seen this week and next week, so I can't really remember.
You have an ABC hookup now, right?
I do.
Nice. I'm okay with talking about it if you want to talk about it.
A little shout out to Chrissy for getting me that.
Hey, Chrissy!
I can't remember what happened.
It was the first episode back, and Rebecca is...
With the Yickies.
With the Yickies.
That's the best.
What a nice kid Jesse McCartney is. What a nice kid. I don't know what I expected. But he is fantastic.
Okay.
And I say kid, he's like 21, whatever. I'm such an old lady, I think a 21-year-old's a nice kid.
Okay,
I'm going off my own little rant here. Which is nothing new. People tuning in for the first time, this is nothing new. Still love me some Cappy.
I love me some Cappy too. I love me a lot of Cappy, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Whole deal. That's what I mean. I can't remember exactly where the line is between the two episodes. See, that's my problem.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I was just thinking about the next episode, and then I remembered, because there was a funny joke in the second episode that didn't happen in the first episode, so we won't spoil it, but it's a good one. Something to look forward to. Spoiler alert!
Could you be more vague?
I know, right? They're not going to have any idea what I'm talking about.
Well, actually, they will, because this, by the time most people listen to this, that'll have played on Monday already, so.
And then they're going
to
be like, I wonder what joke she was talking about.
Yeah.
I did that for you guys.
You're so funny. Anyway, I just wanted to remind everybody that it was back. All right, let's move on.
Back to Wednesday
and moving on to Lost.
Lost. Got a couple answers this week about what happened to Erin, which I kind of figured was the case. I kind of figured what Sawyer said to her was something about her daughter, his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
But
of course.
Here's the one thing I do want to complain about.
Okay.
She just shows up at Cassidy's door. Right? Like, oh, hey, Cassidy, remember when we pulled that con together? Well, I'm here on Sawyer's behalf. Shouldn't there have been a moment of like, wait, how do you know Sawyer? Why do you know Sawyer? Et cetera, et cetera, on screen? Because it just felt like she was too, okay, I'm met you before I don't know. It just seemed weird.
It almost seemed like, how do you know where I live? Should have been.
Right.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Like, they skipped over. It was like we didn't see a scene or something.
Yeah.
Apparently Sawyer whispered a whole lot in her ear. Like, address and everything.
Yeah.
I got the feeling she looked that up, but.
Yeah.
The problem I had with it, and not with the Cassidy thing, but with her leaving Aaron with Claire's mother, was that it doesn't really match her telling Jack. I don't know
how sad she was about it. Yeah.
It matches how sad she was. It just doesn't match how, like, she just didn't want to ever wanted to ever bring it up again. Like, that's the part I was just like, okay, I don't understand why you would, you know what I mean? Like, I get it if it was with Cassidy, because you wouldn't want Jack to know about Cassidy, and you wouldn't want to, and Cassidy's kind of like a, as much as she can be, she's disconnected from everything else. I mean, like, she's obviously connected to Sawyer, but as
Kate
far as anybody else.
Everything, though. Which,
well,
do you think that's
what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you're saying, though. I do. I get it.
She's not somebody anybody else knows about except for Sawyer. So, like, in that sense, I can get why she's like, I don't want to talk. We're not going to talk about him again. Like, I gave him to some, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want anybody to find him with Cassidy, so blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't want to talk about it either. But because she gave it to Claire's mother, who not only does Jack know Claire's mother, Jack is the one who inadvertently told Claire's mother that Aaron exists, or, you know what I mean?
Jack is Aaron's uncle. Jack is Aaron's uncle. He deserves to know.
I know. It just seemed weird to me. It doesn't seem to go with that. So unless we're missing some information.
Yeah, with her reaction, you're right. It doesn't seem to go with it.
But other than that, I thought it was
so. Other than that, what else happened this episode? I loved how Kate was like, why did you come help me? And then they had the whole conversation, blah, 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 blah. And Sawyer was like, so basically, I did it for her. Like, sorry, Freckles. I did it for Juliet, not for you. So that was nice.
Well, that was good for all the people that were hoping that he wouldn't just dump her to go back after Kate.
Right. So, like, me and Ducky. Hey, Ducky.
Hold on to that, because it's not going to last forever.
I think it is.
All right.
Your little group had a nice little shower reaction. Got to hang out in the shower this week.
What?
You're Jack and Juliet shipper, and Jack and Juliet. Juliet went to see him, and he was in the shower.
This is true.
It
wasn't exactly a pleasant exchange. I'm not sure it's something happy about, but okay.
I also do want to say, like, the whole Miles and Hurley thing was, I thought it was brilliant, because I am like Hurley. Like, I guess I'm like Miles, where I'm like, no, whatever happened, we didn't see it. It happened, but we didn't see it. And that's exactly what I said last week, where I was trying to explain my whole Jin and Russo thing. It happened, we didn't see it happen, but it happened. Right?
Yeah. They've kind of gone and created that same Terminator time travel conundrum, where it's like you saw events happen, and then now people that have gone back into the past and have done things that have sent people in to do the things that you've seen already them do in the future, and you're like, but who, you know, how did that happen the first time, you know, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did a really good job, although they ended up going, I mean, they tied it up really nice, I think, but it also was like the easiest way out, because the other one, trying to go some other direction, is the one that really becomes a complete mind bender.
So you're talking about what, Hurley saying, well, how did he not recognize Saeed?
Yeah, or yeah, how does he not know?
He's never going to remember this.
Yeah, but then you find out that, you know, that, okay, you can now see Ben from that point on still becoming the Ben that you've already seen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yet that sort of still happened the previous time, but there was no Sawyer or Saeed to shoot him or anything, you know, to create it the first time. But it gets you into that sort of circle, you know, like in Terminator, you send back your best friend and then he ends up being your father now, type of thing. And but trying to go any other direction where you actually either kill a character off or something happens to the character that changes him and points him in a direction where he doesn't end up becoming the Ben, that you've seen before,
mm-hmm.
those are the directions that you can really, really mess with your head. In some respects, they took the easiest path out, but also still did it really well.
Yeah.
Because the other ones are so mind-numbingly hard to think about or whatever, what effects that would actually do to a show if you actually change something would just, I think, would be ultimately too difficult a path to try and go down. You would probably end up displeasing lots of people.
And I think there's still plenty of people displeased with what's happening, but I'm enjoying it very, 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 very much.
You can leave, but I'll shoot you in the leg.
I love that. I was like, are you talking to me? Are you telling me I should go? No, you're quoting Miles. Okay.
I'm quoting Miles.
I was like, thanks, Ray, for offering to shoot me.
But I like later where Kate just leaves. And he's like, wait. But I agree, though, that I love that discussion between Miles and Hurley, though, because they were like having the discussion that everybody else was having after the last couple weeks.
Exactly. Like the whole staring at my hand Back to the Future thing. Somebody else brought that up. Like, wasn't it Mona who said that?
Yep. That's why we laughed when he started to say it. She's like, yeah. See? It was funny.
Anyway, what else really happened this week that, like, mattered?
I won't pick with the people out there.
Okay. That's generic. Go for it.
I know. Every site I've gone to, somebody has made the comment about how, you know, of course, talking about how Jack would not help with the Ben situation, and made the comment about how Jack has turned Ben into who he was. And I'm like, okay, Jack didn't shoot him. So, not that I'm not saying that Jack didn't have some part to play,
oh,
but
sure.
All of them helped get Ben to that point. So.
And all of them helped get Ben to that point were on his list.
Exactly. Well, was Saeed on the list originally?
Saeed, Hurley, Kate. Oh, no, Saeed wasn't.
Just Hurley, so just Kate.
Hurley, Kate, Sawyer, and Jack.
Jack.
It is kind of interesting for not to hear so much people, like, pissed off at Sawyer for shooting him, but pissed off at Jack for not helping save him. You're like, wait a
Saeed?
Second.
Yeah, Saeed.
Yeah. What'd I say?
Sawyer.
Oh, yeah, Sawyer. I mean Saeed. You know, they're not really ticked off that Sawyer shot him, but yet Jack won't help save him, and they're like...
Well, I saw plenty of people annoyed about that last week, or disappointed in Sawyer last week.
You mean Saeed?
Yes. I saw plenty of people talking about how they couldn't look at Saeed the same way after last week. Last week.
I mean, it is a character on TV. It's not someone we know in real life.
I know, but, you know, because he shot a kid, I guess, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And I kind of get the argument, like, the whole talk about how Ben is still a kid at this point. He's not who he becomes, blah, blah, blah. But my thing about it is it's kind of like what Jack said to Kate. And I don't really take it literally. Like, I don't think he said it for effect to her about, you know, you asked me to do, like, I did this for you and Sawyer before, and I'm not doing it again. But I didn't really take it like he really meant it that. I mean, I think it was brought up to remind us that Jack has been in this situation before and saved Ben because it was the right thing to do, even though he used it to get something he wanted out of the situation. It still was the right thing for him to do. And I don't think at that point any of us doubted that he would actually save him, but, or, you know, work on him, whatever. But
yeah.
To be put in that same exact situation, like, I would be questioning whether I should do it again because it didn't turn out the way I thought it would turn out before.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so I kind of understand why he said no. I don't know that I agree with it or not, but I kind of understand why he was like, no, I've been in the situation before and it didn't help, so I'm not doing it again.
Exactly.
And I think some of it, what contributes to that is the fact that Ben also was part of the reason he's back on the island. So in my mind, if I were Jack, I would be thinking about, did Ben manipulate me into this situation knowing what would happen, knowing that I would save it? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I kind of get where Jack's coming from. Not that I necessarily agree with what he did.
But you get it.
But I get it. And I don't think that it's fair to say that it's just Jack who turned Ben into what he is. Like, Saeed shot him. Kate, Juliet, and Sawyer all make the decision to take him to the others. So, and Kate and Sawyer still agree to whatever they're going to do, even after they know that it is most likely the thing that turns Ben into who he becomes.
Right.
So
he'll be one of us forever. So that brings up the point of how does Ethan become one of them? Baby Ethan. Maybe because his mom is a little suspect. Because when you have a character, like a person like Rachel Ellsworth playing the character, there's got to be more to it than just some happy mom with a creepy baby.
Maybe. I wonder. Well, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say that I wondered about, at the time that they found her with the others, blah, blah, blah. But that was too early for her to have been pregnant. So I was stopping myself.
Uh-huh. I also thought that we were going to have another Kate ship. Kate and Roger Linus.
Oh, God.
I know, right? Everybody.
It's funny because when they were having the conversation in the hospital, I was in the background. I was going, yeah, Kate, he's exactly the kind of guy you don't like, the kind of guy you killed before because he's abusive. So I didn't ever think they were going to ship him, but I guess I
can see where you're going. No, I'm just saying. Oh, love it.
Everybody loves Kate, except for the fans.
I will say, though, she killed in this episode.
She did. No, I actually like her. I'm just saying, in general, the fans don't like Kate.
Yeah, I like her.
But everybody on the show always falls in love with her, so.
Yes.
Anyway, is there anything else that we needed to talk about?
I don't know. I kind of wanted to talk about the previews for next week, but I'll avoid that.
The only other comment I had on there was, you'd already mentioned it, where Sawyer says that he's helping Kate for doing it for Juliet, and earlier they had that conversation where Jack mentions that he did something and he did it for her, and so that was kind of a nice symmetry there in where those present relationships stand at the present time. Although I do want to know, I did like finding out why, because you had to back an episode or two where somebody, Sawyer asked Kate why she came back, I think it was, and this episode you find out why she came back.
Yeah.
And then also in this episode, Jack is still at a loss for why he came back. He just knows that he was supposed to, but hasn't. And I like the Juliet's like, well, you better figure it out. So I'm interested to find out what he ends up thinking that he was supposed to come back for.
Yeah. It should be good.
Okay. Life on Mars is the next thing on the list.
Do we want to talk about it? Do we need to talk about it?
Do you want to talk about it next week when you talk about series finales?
Oh.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
That's
a good idea.
All right, then we'll save that for next week.
Spoiler alert for next week.
I brought it up when we talked about ER, too. Okay, anyway. So then next, Supernatural. I insisted that Amory watch this week because I wanted to talk about it.
I'm very glad I did. It was fantastic.
It was hilarious.
It was so funny. When Keegan Kong or Tracy's they just love when they cry. And I'm like, I do love when they cry. It was just so good.
It's the best. Yeah.
I'm the prophet. Chuck. That was awesome.
So funny. My favorite part was when he's they're talking about it, having the show, and he goes, it has fans, not many. He goes, but for fans, they sure do complain.
This is true. This is very true. So my favorite part, I think, might be there's Sam fans, and there's Dean fans, and there's Slash fans. And Dean's like, what's a Slash fan? Think about it. Sam / Dean. Don't you know that we're brothers? Doesn't matter. Because it's so true. There's so much fan fiction about the Winchesters getting it on.
I know. It's so wrong, too, by the way.
Who wrote this episode?
It's a new girl this season. I can't remember her name. Sorry.
Fantastic.
She's funny. I loved the name of the books, the author being Carver.
Edlund,
which is, of course, the combination of Jeremy Carver and Ben Edlund.
Yep.
Two writers on the show. It was very funny, the whole thing.
It was just so well done, so meta, and so just aware of
that. And he's where he's talking about it all happened, even bugs. And what was the other one? Another bad episode. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's one thing to live through horror, but to live through bad writing.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
I loved it because I love that if you thought about it, if you were offended, if you were a fan and you were offended, you thought yourself you know, they're making fun of me, then they were making fun of themselves too with the bad writing and the whole writing themselves into it. Like, I think they kind of made fun of everybody equally, which shows that they just love everybody equally. So exactly. Kind of like us.
Kind of like us. We make fun of everybody, but it's because we love you.
Exactly. That's what they say anyway. Anyway, and I have to point out that the fan, that the name that they used, Simpatico or whatever it was when they were reading, like, the complaints about a fan, that was somebody who on Television Without Pity on the forums actually got banned from the Supernatural forums because they were bitching about whatever they were saying about the show.
That's funny.
So, anyway, it was hilarious. I loved it. And I love that they even managed to mix in some real stuff in there, too. So, I forgot.
It pushed the story forward.
Yeah. Cassie.
I love to call him Cass. Thanks, Cass.
Cass's comment about you should have seen Luke. Talking about, like, being surprised that Chuck, like, really? This guy's a prophet? And he's like, you should have seen Luke. A little Bible humor. All right.
Everybody loves a good Bible humor.
I just thought it was great. It was funny. It was a nice way to...
Yeah. Go ahead. When Kaz was like, I can't help you. I can't help you because archangels come. Like, he totally gave away the answer. I thought that was fantastic.
I can't help you. This is why. Yes, it was very funny. That, and I do have to say that when Dean is like, dude, I'm in full frontal in here. I was like, damn.
Need to get that
we didn't see that.
Love it.
Anyway. All right, that was it. I just thought it was really funny. Had to talk about it.
I'm glad that I watched it. It's so good.
I'm glad that you
watched
it.
Good on you, Supernatural. Good job. All right.
The next on our list is Terminator. Or the last on our list is Terminator.
Which I haven't watched since the season 2 premiere. So have at it.
So Jason.
Which I'm the only one that apparently is watching it anymore. And if you look at the ratings.
You and like four other people.
Yeah. If you look at the ratings, that may actually be true. I may be one of them. But I thought the episode was really good, even though, you know, spoiler alert, they kill off a major character and send Derek packing early in the episode.
The notorious PAG.
That's right. But the episode overall had, like, such pace to it. Like, it just, you know, it started out a little bit slow, but once it got into it, it just, like, you know, zipped right through. There was all kinds of things happening and people finding out all kinds of information about, you know, they end up meeting another T-888. They find out about John Henry, formerly, you know, Cro-Marty, that body's still around and being used. And so just a whole lot of stuff. And I'm really looking forward to next week's season finale. Because some of the episodes, while a lot of the episodes are good, this one really, I mean, they like really stepped it up. And even with the knocking off of, which some people out there, Shannon, seem to be really ticked off.
Shannon is pissed. I love it. Love you, Shannon.
About getting rid of what some people seem to be their favorite character on the show, which I've actually found interesting. I never really, I liked him on the show. I thought it was a good addition to the show, especially that, you know, that character being his uncle and the way they did that.
He was my favorite character on the show, too, because I love Brian Austin Green.
Yeah. But the thing I liked most about it, even if you didn't like, a major character, is that I was actually shocked by it. Like, when something happens on a TV show where you're like, no way, did they really just do that? And when that happens, even if it's something I don't like sometimes, it still ends up being good for me because I had heard no, you know, spoiler information or anything out there or, you know, had any idea that that was coming. So I say good on them on that one.
Yeah, somebody I know who works for the show was happy that Fox did not end up spoiling it because, you know, Fox often with their promos will spoil stuff like that. And he actually was like, thank God Fox didn't spoil it.
Yeah, seriously, it's always like, tune in Friday to see who will die. And they show like four people that are like, one of these people will die.
Exactly.
Ooh, yes, they do talk with that creepy voice. So
we should use that for our pro.
One of these people will die.
Yeah.
one of us would have to die.
Well, now, but next week, there's probably only going to be two of us on the show, so I just want to warn people. Nothing bad has happened.
Tune in next week. See which one of us will die.
See which one of us will not be on the episode.
Spoiler alert.
It's not going to be that hard to figure out if you know us.
Ooh, love it. Okay.
Especially because I'm about to say it in a few minutes. And I think we said it during the Amazing Race comment, too.
If you don't want the hype, don't listen to the next part.
It doesn't matter about whether there's been spoilers out there before or not. It's about the promo and how you can hype it.
I get that.
What,
oh,
these
my
people
God.
Die.
Tune in next week for TV Times 3, The Awakening. The event that you've been waiting for.
It'll be about who's going to disappear,
yes.
Amber.
The episode was not even called The Awakening.
Yeah, I know. That's... I saw that afterwards. I was like, why were they calling it The Awakening?
It was called Needs.
Okay.
All right.
We agreed not to talk about Dollhouse.
We didn't spoil anything. We just told you the title of the show.
I am aware of that. I told you could rag on it all you want next week when I am... tune out, people, if you don't want to be spoiled.
See? Now you spoiled it.
When I disappear.
I'm ragging on Fox.
All right, whatever. All right. Are we done with Primetime?
I think so.
I think so.
I know what you said.
Doot-doot-doot.
Oh, God. All right, people.
Well, we started it that way.
I understand. Thank you.
I like to make sure we come full circle on this show every time.
All right. If you would like to call in and let us know what you thought or didn't think or whatever.
Especially that latter one. I definitely want you to call in and tell us what you didn't think. Because that'll make for some intriguing calls.
Whatever. Whatever you want to call it and tell us. You can use the Snapvine call-in number, which is on our website at tvtimes3.com. I was waiting for Amber to say it, and she just didn't. Anyway, you can call in there and tell us what you thought, or you can write us an email, or you can feedback, or you can Twitter us at tvtimes3 at Twitter. All of those things. Next week, one of us will disappear.
Whoa.
And the two that are left will be talking about Paula and Carly. I think that's how to say your name.
Call us on Snap. Let us know.
Yes, exactly. Call us. Tell us how to pronounce your name. They both actually suggested, Paula wanted to know what show had the best series ending. And Carly wanted to talk about series finales, who did it right, who did it wrong. And so since they're basically the same thing, we're going to combine those topics into the same episode, mm-hmm. which two of us will be talking about next week.
So that's that's a listener homework, is to write in or Twitter or Snapvine and tell us which are your favorite series finales and which are, ones that you think are the worst. The ones that worked, the ones that didn't, so we can make sure to include them in when we talk about them.
Yes. Correct.
Which includes you, Ray. You're going to have to send in some topics on that, on which ones you think, so that we can.
Okay, I'll do that. I also wanted to bring up Carrie's email. Sorry, I was going to say your last name, Carrie, and I realized I probably should do that. I was going to bring up Carrie O's email in which she wanted to let us know that she recently started listening to us because of Ducky NGMMR's podcast, which is the TV Talk podcast, which I think that's the website, right? TheTVTalkPodcast.com, if you want to check it out. Both Ducky Does TV and GMMR are the ones who do that podcast. They're very funny. You should listen. Anyway, she just wanted to say that she loves us and thinks we're great and that she loves the Lost Talk. So since we did a Lost Talk this week, I want to make sure and tell her thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Our intro and outro music is dapromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. And now we are done.
All right.
Are you going to eat, Amory?
I gotta eat.
At 9 o'clock at night?
Yes.
A little snack during the basketball game?
Absolutely.
Who are you rooting for? Like, I have to ask.
Okay, Villanova, but I keep accidentally calling them Vanillanova.
Vanillanova.
It just keeps coming out like that. So by the time this gets up on the interwebs, a winner will have been decided. So go for a win, Vanillanova. That time I did it on purpose.
Thank you for filling us in. I did want to point out that in 2 weeks, Amory and I will be at Paley Fest, so we're going to try and do a Paley Fest podcast. So maybe we'll have a special guest, the person that will be
I was just going to say that.
Since she really won't be able to get away from us.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be with us. Anyway, just wanted to tease that a little. And you can write in if there's something particular about Paley.
All right.
I'm done.
I'm done too.
Put a stick in me.
Yeah, whatever. Roast me, whatever.
That's what she said.
Chris Alley for the win!
Yay.
You just
needed to get it in there.
And since you won't
That's what she said.
Talk about it, I have to say Chris Allen for the win.
I didn't say you couldn't talk about it. If you want to talk about American Idol, you are welcome to talk about American Idol.
We're extending our stay. I think it's time to go.
All right. Ciao. All right.
Ciao.
Goodbye.
You really should say ciao. I'm going to go eat. Ciao.
Ciao. I'm going to eat.
I'm going to go ciao.
Okay, I think it's time to go.
Are we done?
I have a little dog that's a chow.
God, are we done?
I think we've been done for quite some time.
Yes, we have.
But we just didn't know it yet.
Goodbye. I think we were done while we were in the middle of our podcast. All right.
Okay, all right.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
We set you right.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV. And have a couple of brews.
Hello and welcome to I Screwed Up.
And welcome to I Screwed Up.
I was just going to say the episode number and I realized, no, I'm supposed to say the podcast name. All right.